Good day, audio booers. Here, this is Hans with another audio boo for February 14th, 2013. And it's, of course, early in the morning or whichever way you want to do this, depending on when you listen to this. Might still be the 13th, depending on where you are in the world. But anyway, take it as you will. Here I am with another audio boo here. What I thought I would talk about today, another technology subject, is the topic of BEX. It's an old piece of software. It came out in 1985, BEX. And that stands for Braille Edit Express. What Braille Edit Express was a word processor that I used on the Apple series computers, on the Apple II, Apple IIe, and 2GSs. And a company called Raise Dot Computing produced this piece of software. And I remember getting this with my, originally on an Apple at school, people had the Apple IIe computer, and I think in the computer room, because I started learning on the Apple II in 1984, and I was doing basic programming, and then some people were using Braille Edit, which was kind of the precursor to Braille Edit Express, which was the main word processing program. And basically what that was is for, the title implies, it was for the blind. It was a word processing program. You had a double-sided floppy disk that you put into the drive. And the first side was your configuration where it would, you'd have your welcome screen say BEX copyright 1985 by, and then it would beep, then Raise.Computing, Inc., and then, no, it would say BEX copyright 1985 by Raise.Computing, Inc., and then it would beep, and then it would enter configuration. And you would put in the name of the configuration, or if you push the enter, it would enter a default configuration, which was settings for the computer. And then you had a start menu, which was different functions, which was basically to get you started. And then you would turn over the disk to get to the main menu. It would say, like, enter command on Braille Edit, and then I think it said enter option. And you would hit E for editor, which was, of course, the main part, which you would type up your document, and it would have on the screen, and the bottom would show, like, how many characters you've typed, and so forth. And you could also print, translate a document from print to Braille, and I think from Braille to print, I think you could as well. But I know it would worked with the Versa Braille or other note taker that was popular at the time. And I think some sighted people could use it too. Of course, they wouldn't need the speech. And I, of course, like I used it on the DP10 and would set to a larger font size, but would print out to a regular size font. And you had it hooked up to a dot matrix printer, which I had. And so I did a lot of my schooling on there, and I had a disk for the longest time, but of course when I stopped using the Apple, I had some disks for the longest time, but I, when I moved from the townhouse in 2005, I chucked them, because of course they were no longer any use to me. At that point too, there was also, they had something called the Zippy chapter, which was basically the delete key. You just push that to open a chapter, because you had to edit. And I think if you if you hit the E to edit, I think you could load a chapter, and then it would hit the delete key, which was called the Zippy chapter, which was just like a chapter that is a section of memory that was used for a chapter. And of course, when you would quit, you'd have to do Control Q. And, of course, you'd have to save it to your data disk, which you always had to have that in the drive. It was not like the hard drive where you could just have it in there permanently. You had to put disks in, the Apple. But anyway, BEX also had, like, where you could do, like, replace characters. So, like, I think they called it global replace, and that's one of the options you could do. And I know, too, it came in this big, thick binder. It had, there was like the cassettes, I think there were, I don't know how many cassettes there were, but there was like beginner, intermediate, and advanced level. And I think there was a cassette with the interface guide, which told you how to hook up cards and Braille printer cards and all that fun stuff. It was way over my head. And of course, the entire manuals and print as well. And I remember getting the Raise.computing newsletters every month in because on cassette for, I think it was signed up for a year subscription. That was done for me. And it was pretty informative. And so that was interesting. And there were three other discs as well. There was the main Bex disc. There was a Bextra's disc, which had like different specialized chapters for processing. And then there were a couple game discs, like utility and game discs as well there too. So there were four discs in there. And I know the binder was white, and it had in big blue letters BEX on the front. And then underneath the BEX, it had Braille Edit Express. So that's a little bit of an overview on Bex. And so with the time up, I want to thank you guys for listening to this audio boo. See you next time, friends.